is now, but put yourself in the shoes of someone who lives with a disability. Do so by answering this question. How many times have you done something quickly online over the last 24 hours? Maybe you've filled in forms, sorted out your tax, bought tickets for Eurovision or voted in it, ordered a coffee, looked up the new bus timetable. Our ability to get online access is taken for granted in many ways. But how do you go if you live with a disability, and does it count you out in many facets of life? Sue Salthouse is Chair of Women with Disabilities ACT, a long-standing advocate acclaimed for her work, and she's with us to talk further about this on a significant day to highlight these issues. Sue Salthouse, always a pleasure to talk with you. I mean, how much can we take this sort of thing for granted if, for instance, we're thinking about looking up election information or anything else online?
Oh, good morning, Adam. Yes, well, it is really important these days for us to have seamless access to the internet. And there are quite a few things that stand in the way, as you've outlined already.
And, I mean, what sort of supports are already there for those who might not have that experience of trying to negotiate something online when they live with a disability?
Well, I think it's really important that everything, when it's developed, is developed so it maximises accessibility. And that means, and there are ways of doing that, and there are organisations that can check your website to make sure it's accessible. And Accessibility Oz is one that WIDACT uses all the time. We use that because it was started by a woman with disabilities.
Yeah.
But they check that you've got the right colour contrasts so that someone with vision impairment can read it. They check that it's got the right setup so that someone who's blind, who's using a screen reader program can use it. And what we should also check is that things are written in simple English. It's no good filling up a website with long words that we can't understand, let alone anybody who's got cognitive impairment.
Those measures obviously are important and to be welcomed, but how much do they permeate a lot of the way we live day to day to a level that helps people?
I think I'm not the best person to ask, because I don't need those accessibility features.
Yeah, okay.
And it's people who are blind who you'll hear rampaging on the sidelines because yet another website has been launched that isn't accessible. So I think, like with all things, if you put the accessibility features in at the very beginning, that's when you'll get maximum accessibility in the end product. And what we need to bear in mind is that our mobile phone, in fact, digital accessibility is a utility nowadays, isn't it? It's everybody should have access to the digital world. And we find that that's not the case.
Well, it makes it harder and quite difficult actually to live in lots of ways if you don't have that right to accessibility. Sue Salthouse, do we not keep that front of mind enough to realise people are cut off when we don't provide those services?
I think one of the things is that cost is a big factor. And people with disability tend, if we haven't got employment, to be clustered at the lower socioeconomic group. And the high accessibility features in phones, for instance, means you need a top-of-the-range phone. And so that's really hard. So we need to make sure that accessibility is front of mind when we're looking at welfare policies.
You're hearing from Sue Salthouse. She is Chair of Women with Disabilities ACT, a long-term disability advocate in this region and across Australia. She's been recognised throughout her career for her hard work. We are talking on Global Accessibility Awareness Day about getting all of us thinking about universal support so that everyone has the right to getting online, for instance, to getting other services, regardless of whatever their living circumstance is. How important, owing to your earlier comments, Sue Salthouse, is it that people who live with a disability are part of the design phase of anything, let alone be a lift, an online portal, or a public network?
Well, I just think that's a given, that you design accessibility in at the very first stages, and that goes for making a building a house. And we're looking for changes that will make all houses have basic accessibility. But certainly in the digital world, And I think that there are various policies in the major parties and the Australian Greens. I think the Australian Greens have put the biggest focus on digital accessibility. But we really need to remember the element of cost in this. And the other thing that we need to remember is that when people get a piece of accessible equipment or IT accessible equipment, there also needs to be some facility for them having the support to be able to use it to the maximum.
Yeah, and that being an ongoing viability rather than something that costs too much week in, week out, month in, month out. Is that something that's missed sometimes?
I think sometimes it's missed. But look, there are organisations like the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network places a large degree of emphasis on accessibility. And there's a website for accessible telecoms, and people can go, and that can be accessed just by Googling accessible telecommunications. And that gives you a breakdown of what's the good features of mobile phones when you're buying a new mobile phone, what's the good features of the internet. So there's information around. And I think we certainly need the major parties and whoever's in government to really look at the digital divide and how we can close that gap between who's got access and who hasn't.
Yeah. Well, depending on which way the result goes on Saturday, we'll see what the federal government does do to put some of that into action on those key issues you mentioned, Sue Salthouse. Thank you for raising it this morning. We do appreciate it.
No, it is very important, so thanks for asking, Adam.
Sue Salthouse, Chair of Women with Disabilities in the ACT, long-term disability advocate through this region and beyond. We're talking accessibility to hydrotherapy services.